880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Miami and South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We're going to talk about my test drive of the Fisker automobile this weekend. We're going to discuss saving your business from your creditors. We're going to have a women's cancer discussion and how everybody needs to get screened out there. We're going to talk about building your business with social media in the hospitality industry. And we're going to talk about writing your own ebook. First, we'll start off with Larry Zinn. When we'll have John Diaz. He's the assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Then we're going to have Rob Denton, president and founder of True North Financial on. We're going to discuss saving your business from your creditors. Then we're going to have Denise Leon on. She's the marketing manager of the Epic Hotel, Surf Cromer Miami, South Beach, and the Vero Beach Hotel and Spa. She's with Kimpton Hotels and Restaurants Miami. We're going to discuss social media and the hospitality world. Then Brian Bendel, author of ebooks, will discuss publishing your own ebook. And I will wrap it up with a discussion on how to take a vacation. And I'd like to start off the show by welcoming our new sponsor, the Miami Dolphins. Now, we've got a caller holding on the other line. It's Larry Zinn. Larry, are you out there?
I'm here, Jim. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. I can barely come off cloud nine after my environmentally friendly hybrid ride in the Fisker car. My gosh, the Carmen was just awesome, dude.
That was good fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great. I hope that the guy that took us for our test drive is still, you know, still able to give test drives after the time that we had.
Well, you did stuff him up with donuts, so that didn't help. But otherwise, I think he's okay.
Yeah, we did a donut run, that's for sure. Now, Larry, tell me a little bit about the Fisker. I hadn't heard much about it until I saw it in your showroom.
Well, it's a plug-in electric hybrid. We refer to it as an electric vehicle with extended range. The car will go 50 miles without any gasoline whatsoever, and an additional 250 miles based off of its gas engine. The thing that makes this car unique, though, is the gas engine never powers the wheels. It only runs a generator that continues to charge the batteries.
Now, I'll tell you, the thing that was the neatest thing was the fact that it makes absolutely no noise. Now, how does it compensate for that when I'm driving, Larry? Because it freaked out a couple of people when I drove by, gunned the engine, and the thing made noise. I didn't hear it, but it did.
Well, because the car makes no noise and you have to alert pedestrians that you're coming, the car actually has speakers in the rear of the car where an exhaust normally would be that play a Tron-like noise. It's a really cool-sounding noise. I wish I could describe it better, but you have to hear it to believe it.
Well, if people want to hear it, they can go to our YouTube website, the Freed on Business YouTube channel, because we have a whole thing that Johnny and I put together, about a 10-minute video that has our whole test drive on it, and there's a whole sequence where we're filming the rear of the car, listening to it and freaking out about how it sounds. And then I got to tell you, Larry, the big comment from the donut guy was that it was so futuristic and really cool looking. I mean, the styling's just awesome.
Yeah, it's a really unique car, from the look to the way it's designed and produced. I mean, this was a car that was designed and put on the road within 4 years, and for a brand new company, that's unheard of.
Now, what had motivated Mr. Fisker to put this car together and put out a hybrid sports car?
Well, it was actually the platform, the chassis of the car, was actually originally designed, the technology, for military use, where the car would actually drive into its target area silently, and then when the car needed to leave that area, they could then turn the engine on and get out of there even faster than they got in.
Wow.
So when Henrik Fisker came across this, he decided, if I could put this to civilian use, great. So he drew up this beautiful concept, was able to get his company together. And the neat thing about the car is he said to the engineers and the marketing people, he said, "This is my car. Don't change anything. This is the way it's going to look when it comes out." And the car is actually true to form from its original prototype design.
It's absolutely beautiful. And there's a couple types of cars. There's one that has leather in it, and then there's one that doesn't. Is that right?
Yes, we have the EcoSport model, which has leather, and the EcoChic model, which has a synthetic suede-like material that Fisker developed so you could have a totally animal-free car.
Wow,
so there's no animal products in that car. And also in all the Fiskers, the wood is recycled, so they don't chop down any trees. They get wood from the bottom of Lake Michigan, from California forest fires. And it's really a company that doesn't believe in creating any new waste.
Now, what about when they're making their showrooms? I mean, you got to build something like that, or do they recycle even into the showrooms?
Well, actually, in the showrooms, they encourage you not to build something new, to take something that exists and revamp it for Fisker. All the wood that's used in the showroom is rescued wood. No trees were chopped down to use it. And even the paper that the brochures are used with, it's all recycled paper. I mean, they're really all in.
Now, can somebody plug this in at home?
Absolutely. You could plug it into the same charger that you would use, or same wall outlet that you would use for your toaster.
That
would give you it would take about 10 hours to get that charge. Otherwise, you could set up a 220 charger, which would do it in 6 hours.
Oh, that's awesome. So it can literally charge overnight, go back and forth. I could go back and forth to work and never use any gas because I only work, it's 11 miles round trip.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You'd be the perfect candidate for one, Jim.
Well, I'm coming in and I'm getting one. You already know that. I already warned you that my next car is going to be one of those electric hybrid sports cars. I can't wait. And they seem to be relatively affordable, too. Now, Larry, if somebody wanted to come in and test drive a Fisker like I did, they should first of all check out our test drive video, and then they should come into your showroom. Where is it, and how do they get a hold of you, Larry?
Well, we are on 441 between County Line Road and Ives Dairy. It's 20800 Northwest 2nd Avenue in Miami. You could also reach us at FiskerMiami.com or 305-690-6006.
Well, that's great, Larry. As always, I really appreciate the test drive. You know, Ismet threw down the gauntlet. He said I had to come in for a test drive. And if you don't mind, I think Johnny and I are going to come back for test drive and do something, another test drive in a couple of weeks.
Hey, Jim, whenever you want, you know you're welcome here.
You're the best, Larry. Larry's in from Warren Henry Automotive. We always go to Warren Henry to get the Warren Henry advantage. Thank you so much, Larry.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
You too. All right, Larry's in. That was terrific stuff. We're going to be right back with our next segment. We're going to have Dr. John Diaz on. He's an assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine and the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. We're going to discuss women's cancer prevention and screenings. Make sure that you tune in, and if you know somebody, have them tune in too. This is going to be very important stuff. You're going to want everybody to hear it. Back after this.
She took my heart away.
She Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and health care. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth. The University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we are back, and we have got some very important stuff we are going to talk about right now. We have got Dr. John Diaz. He's the assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine, Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, part of the University of Miami Health System, which we call UHealth on the show. We will be discussing women's cancer prevention and screening, and Dr. Diaz, you out there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for being on the show. Now, Dr. Diaz, I got to tell you, I'm a guy. I don't know much about women's cancer screening. You got to help me out here.
Pleasure. So the topic for today, I think, is cancer screening for women, which is a pretty important topic, especially for all of us with wives, moms, sisters out there. And we have to really do a good job of educating the public, particularly women, on how to be more empowered and take on some of these screening procedures for their own health.
And it's for the good of us all. I mean, if they can take care of themselves, it's less for us to worry about. I want to make sure that they stay healthy. The women in my life, very important to me.
Absolutely.
Now, what is the first kind of a thing that they need to take care of and focus on? You see all of the... My mom is 74. I know that she goes and has a regular breast screening. I mean, that's, to me, primary, but there's got to be other stuff people do.
Yeah, when you look at breast cancer incidence in the United States, obviously the most common and the one that gets the most publicity, and rightfully so, is breast cancer. This is followed by lung cancer, colon cancer, and the most common GYN cancer is uterine cancer.
Mm.
One that we have a lot of topic about lately with the change in the guidelines is cervical cancer screening.
Yeah, what's been going on with that? I read that there's some nuances going on, a little bit of a disagreement going on there.
So there have been some new guidelines that came out a few months ago on the screening for cervical cancer in women. And some of the changes that were made is that they're no longer recommending screening women under the age of 21. It used to be that we screened women 3 months after they became sexually active. And today, that can be as early as 14 or 13 years of age.
Okay.
But the new recommendations are to start screening everyone at the age of 21.
Now, why did they make that change? Is that cost saving, or is it that they weren't finding anybody under 21? Because I recall when I was young and doing those kind of things that there were things you could pick up.
Absolutely. It becomes difficult when you're trying to form these guidelines for screening for what's the good for everyone. And part of the decisions that are made for screening guidelines is the whole idea behind screening, whether it be for cervical cancer, breast cancer, is you're trying to identify these cancers early on, while they're still treatable and curable. You're trying to identify these cancers before it becomes symptomatic.
100%.
And so with the change in the cancer guidelines is cervical cancer, particularly in the United States, is not a very common cancer. Only about 15,000 new cases every year. And that's in large part due to the great job we do with our screening program here in the United States and most of the developed world. And so screening women younger than the age of 21 wasn't really identifying a lot of cancers. And what we were doing, we're getting a lot of what's called false positives.
Right.
We were finding with these young girls who are sexually active, they would get an abnormal pap smear, which then triggers a series of additional invasive results, but wasn't really impacting identifying cancer in that age group.
Well, then it makes sense to, as we're seeking to hold costs down and to slow down on doing things that aren't really accretive to people's health care, then maybe it does make sense to do that. But what other things are people, what other trends in screening and what other trends in oncology for women are going on right now? I mean, you're at UHealth. You see the cutting edge there.
Yeah. So one of the changes, particularly to cervical cancer, has been if you have a negative pap smear and you're between the ages of 21 and 29 years of age, they're now recommending the pap smear to be done every 3 years instead of every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously been met with a little bit of resistance with both patients and physicians. Women are used to going to their doctors, particularly their gynecologists, every year and having their pap smear done every year. And this, again, was a push in that it takes quite some time for cervical cancer to develop from an abnormal pap smear to a frank cancer. And so by spacing out the screening in those patients who have negative pap smears, you're still catching enough of these early cancers, but you're decreasing the number of false positives and the invasive procedures that follow that, and giving time, particularly in this young age group, to let the body does what it normally does, which is to clear the HPV infection or the human papilloma infection, which is responsible for a lot of these abnormal pap smears and ultimately cervical cancer.
Well, it sounds to me like it's just like everything else in life. We're adjusting to the technology.
Absolutely. And again, these things are sometimes met with resistance with both patients and physicians, but we have to understand that these guidelines are, for the most part, based on very good evidence and are meant to, as you alluded to earlier, help decrease costs, which we know healthcare costs are continue to rise in this country, while still providing the best care for our patients.
I'm sure also that if a woman sat down and had a conversation with her OBGYN, that then they thought that it was something that she needed, that she'd still be able to achieve her goal and get the test.
Absolutely. And, you know, these are screening guidelines, and every patient's a little bit different. And if there are certain risk factors or things that might be different in your patient, then you have to adjust the guidelines for your individual patient. The only thing with caution with that is once these guidelines are presented, it's not long before insurance companies and the people that are paying for a lot of these exams follow suit. And so what's being offered and what's being done needs to be in line with these guidelines, where it may not be covered by the insurance provider, and patients may ultimately get stuck with that bill.
Well, it sounds like that the consumer needs to ask a couple questions.
Absolutely. And all these discussions you should have with your healthcare providers to see what's the correct screening test for you and based on your age as well.
Now, what other things are coming up, especially UHealth-centric, with oncology? I mean, you've got some really cutting-edge stuff that goes on there all day, I would have to believe.
Well, from the screening standpoint, you know, we continue to encourage our patients, both in our primary care providers and our subspecialists, to encourage women to have an open discussion with them about the screening guidelines. Mammography was another one that was in the news a couple of years ago when they talked about changing those guidelines. And most of us still recommend that women at the age of 40 should be getting their annual mammograms performed.
Now, what is the most the largest health issue that faces women from the cancer, I guess, would be, we said it was the breast cancer, and then the next was the cervical. Is there a third kind that they have to deal with that's specifically targeting women?
Well, for GYN malignancy, the most common cancer that we encounter are uterine cancers.
Uh-huh.
And most of these cancers are related to excess estrogen. And that's usually related to obesity. And so women who are obese produce more estrogen, and there are increased risks of developing uterine cancer. So this goes hand in hand with what our primary care providers are trying to do and trying to have everyone to be more active, have a healthier diet, and try and slim down some, because it's a direct correlation between obesity and uterine cancer.
Doctor, if people wanted to get more information or wanted to contact you or one of your colleagues at the Sylvester Cancer Center, Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at UHealth, how do they get a hold of you guys?
If you'll just Google University of Miami Sylvester Cancer Center, all the information will come up there. The webpage is very user-friendly, and we have an Ask Ann program. So if you have a question or if you need to see one of our specialists, they'll put you in, and you should get in to see us right away.
Now, Dr. Diaz, I see that you went to UM, and you've been here with us for quite some time down here in Miami. Is there anything that you're seeing that's specifically more common in Miami than some of the other places that you've been, like when you were at Sloan Kettering or any of the other facilities you've been at?
You know, Miami is unique with the amount of cervical cancer that we see. In the Northeast, we didn't see a lot of advanced cervical cancer. And part of that has to be Miami, Texas, California. We have a large segment of our population that is either an immigrant population or, because of their low socioeconomic status, are not getting their annual screening done. And so we tend to see a lot more advanced cervical cancer at the University of Miami and down in South Florida than they do in other parts of the country.
Well, I really do appreciate you coming on our show and doing a community outreach event like this. Dr. John Diaz, Assistant Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine, Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, our favorite sponsors, UHealth. Dr. Diaz, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing this vital information for our community.
Thank you again. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break with Rob Denton, president and founder of True North Financial. Back after this.
Bob Hope, thanks for the memories. And I got a song I wrote called Feeling All Right. We're all 19 years old. This thing never stops. Films, movies.
Ready.
Commercial. You know this song, so if you want to join in.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. You know it's a good... Hi, this is Jim Fried. You know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key repair, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. So if you buy or lease your new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage. And add in the exceptional service that they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, South Florida, we are back, and we have our segment right now with Rob Denton. Rob is the president and founder of True North Financial. He keeps our corporate clients in line, gets their debts collected, helps them be flush with cash. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, Rob, is we're in a period of time where a lot of businesses are resetting their debt situations, a lot of individuals are. But a lot of businesses especially. Here we are, it's at the end of the summer, cash flow has been tight, your restaurant, your construction business, you need a little cash. How do you help these people?
Well, True North is bringing a novel approach to helping businesses weather the storm. I mean, it's summertime, it's slow, we have difficult economic times, and we don't just help you get your bills paid, we help you reorganize so that this doesn't happen again. And like you said, we can settle your debt, we can consult you on how to be more efficient, thus more profitable. So we are resetting business debt.
Now, how do you make money doing that, Rob? Do you take these upfront fees like I read about on TV, or how do you get paid?
Well, here's the bottom line. We only benefit when our clients benefit. We do not take upfront fees. We're in it with you, and we will put our time and our efforts in there to help you restructure and recalibrate your debt. And the most important thing is that we're going to deal with the collection calls so that you can focus on the business of doing business.
Yeah, I mean, I got to believe that one of the most unnerving things is getting those constant phone calls and knowing what to say to them. I mean, it would just drive me crazy. So you're able to help slow down the calls. I guess it's a process, though, right? It doesn't stop on day one, does it?
Not on day one. It's not only a process, but what we do is we put in a procedure that if you want to, and if the other side, your creditor, wants to, we're going to look to repair those relationships and ensure the long-term stability in the marketplace. Not everybody knows that you have a hardship going on. Some creditors look at it like you're just trying to beat them out. Maybe they have their own problems. But when we get in there, we're fact-based, we're proactive, we let them know you're in a situation and that we're there to help.
Well, I think that a lot of the problem is communication, and you're able to communicate. You have the confidence that you can communicate with them because you've done it in the past.
That is absolutely true. And business today, Jim, is being done with trillions of dollars in credit being given from one business to another business in the form of invoices.
Right.
Okay, so what happens is continuing profitability in the function of one's business really depends on their ability to have strong mutual relationships with their creditors. And what's happening right now, suppliers, They're reliant on you just like you're reliant on them for product.
It's a chain.
It's a chain, and sometimes that chain gets broken.
Yeah, the weak link is going to break the chain, and you're able to kind of, I guess, identify that link, help prop it up, and hopefully get the whole chain working then.
Well, exactly. In True North, all of our staff, we're not only going to help you settle the debt that you have with key vendors, but we're going to help you restructure some other operational functions that may help you with your company become more profitable.
Now, what if I'm selling my company? You know, when companies are sold, there's accounts receivables, there's transfers. I guess that gets valued, it does get valued in the business, and it's part of the transaction. Sometimes they stay with the seller. Sometimes they go with the new client. Are you able to help people monetize this so they can have an easier closing on their business sale?
Day in and day out, we get calls regarding, I'm selling my business, but they're not buying all the obligations. What do I do? Well, if you're selling your business, there's a good chance there may be a chunk of cash available. And do you really want to take that cash and pay down all your debts at 100 cents on the dollar? Well, you know, you might have to, but if you go and look to restructure those obligations or reset them, you may be able to put more cash in your pocket at closing. So, you know, if you're selling your business, you're having a hard time, or if you're looking to sell your business and you're not sure what to do because you know, the debt picture is ugly. You may contact us before you do that, and we'll help you restructure the debt picture.
Well, now, a lot of people in the past have restructured their debt using bankruptcy. We're not talking about bankruptcy here. We're talking about a negotiated settlement with creditors that does not leave a black mark that leaves a different mark than bankruptcy would, right?
Exactly. We're specialists. We understand it. We're not looking to take anyone into bankruptcy. We're not a law firm. We're looking to restructure and avoid bankruptcy. And basically, we're helping businesses stay in business.
Now, you help people all across the country, don't you?
That is correct.
Now, how does somebody get a hold of you if they want to talk to you? I know you have South Florida stuff, but how about national also?
Absolutely. I was on the phone with someone in Iowa this afternoon, Michigan, all over the country. And they can reach us at 877-846-0667. And of course, on the web, you can find us at www.truenorthfinancial.net.
Yeah, I got to believe them. I believe that the Midwest is going to be having a significant amount of problems given their drought and the fact that the farmers are, again, in a part of a chain of supply and sale. And if they slow down, it could create a problem. I got to believe that the whole Midwest is going to be looking at this.
Absolutely. Air conditioning and heating, plumbers, truckers, all across the board, every industry. You know, we didn't see this before. I'm seeing from every single industry on down the line, medical, all kinds of companies all around the country, not sure what to do. People who have told me, I have an attorney, I'm going to take care of my lawsuits that way. You know, a lot of things can be settled outside of the courts and negotiated in good faith. And oftentimes the other side, your creditor, is willing to take something. It's the bird in the hand philosophy.
You know, it sounds to me like a lot of your referrals could come from service providers like wealth managers, accountants, lawyers, even bankruptcy guys.
We get it. Listen, not everyone can file a bankruptcy. When they find out what really it takes to go bankrupt, a lot of attorneys and also other professionals will refer over their clients that they, you know, the bankruptcy where they thought it was the right solution really wasn't, so they'll refer them over to us.
Well, it takes money to go bankrupt.
It certainly does.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So, Rob, tell me now, you help all kinds of firms. You help construction firms. You've helped professional services firms. You've helped food and beverage operations. Who are you finding is the people that are most affected during this slowdown?
The most affected during the slowdown, we're seeing it in I can't even tell you what industry, but I can tell you the business owner. The actual owner is feeling it the most because he stopped paying himself. He may even have gone into his personal pocket to finance the business. So it's not any one industry, but the owner. The owner is the guy who feels it the most when it's a small company. I mean, we deal with large corporations up to, you know, $50 million in revenue. But the $500,000 to $10 million revenue-sized business, it's the individual owner or the partners who are feeling it because they stopped paying themselves.
Well, Rob, if somebody wants to start paying themselves and wants to get their business back on a solid footing, how do they get a hold of you?
Again, it's 877-846-0667. That's again 877-846-0667. And they can always find us on the web at www.truenorthfinancial.net. truenorthfinancial.net.
If you're a business owner, you're seeking peace of mind, write down these numbers one last time.
It's 877-846-0667. We'll help you stay in business.
Rob, thank you so much for the service to the public that you and your firm does. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Denise Leon from Kimpton Hotels and Restaurants talking social media with Johnny back after this.
Now, WZAB traffic.
In Dade County, a disabled vehicle on I-95 southbound on the entrance ramp from Miami Gardens Drive has a lane blocked there. This traffic report's brought to you by Garmin. Also, a crash on the Dolphin Expressway westbound after Lejeune Road and the Palmetto Expressway southbound just after Northwest 25th Street. A Garmin Nuvi can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. I'm Ed Torrance, and that's your South Florida traffic.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. And Larry, we apologize to our viewers. Victor will be on next week. That was a tape segment we had with Victor. We are now on with Denise Leon, marketing manager of the Epic Hotel, Surf Comer Miami South Beach, and Vero Beach Hotel and Spa at Kimpton Hotels and Restaurants in Miami. She's got 10 years of experience in strategic brand marketing, including management of advertising, media planning, public relations, and social media in the hospitality and luxury industries. We're going to talk about social media in the hospitality world. Welcome, Denise.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. We love having great people on our social media days, and you are one of the best. Now, Kimpton, they manage a bunch of great hotels, not just the ones that we mentioned, but you're a national firm, aren't you?
We are. We're a national hotel boutique company.
Oh, boutique. I like that word. That means funky, right?
It means approachable.
Approachable. Okay, great. Now, what makes Kimpton Hotels approachable?
It's just a service that you get. It's a friendly service. It's unique service. You're not going to get, not everyone's going to get the same service at every hotel. It's just going to be personalized and unique. And
I love that. So everybody has a different experience.
Absolutely.
But it's always a positive one.
It's always a great experience.
Now, what do you use social media for in generating your business?
It's really mostly for awareness. So any sales that we have, any promotions, anything that's happening at the hotels, we use social media just for awareness.
So then people should follow. What's the best handle to follow for Kimpton Hotels?
Kimpton in FL.
Kimpton in FL. And then I guess each one of the brands has their own specific as well?
All the brands and the Kimpton, under Kimpton in FL, it's Epic, Surf Cumber, and Vero. And then all our signature restaurants, which is Area 31, Lantau Kitchen and Cocktails, and Cobalt and Vero Beach Hotels.
Oh, that all sounds really, really cool.
And delicious.
Now, do you do flash sales by social media? Is that one of the things you do?
We do. We've tried it. It worked very well. We did it on Cyber Monday, which is the Monday after Black Friday.
Okay.
So you can tune in at our Facebook pages, and we'll have a special up all day Cyber Monday.
Oh, how cool. Yep. How cool. Now, let's say that one of the hotels is doing a little slower and you want to boost it or do something. Can you do specials, and do you announce those through social media?
We do everything on social media. So we'll release it on our website. It'll be available on our website. But the way to support that, if you're not going to our website, you'll get it through social media.
Now, living in the urban core of Miami, the Epic Hotel is one of the most spectacular resources we have that's been delivered recently to the market. How's that going over there?
It is fantastic. It's one of these hotels that looks pretentious, but once you come inside, it's a sign of relief. You're just like, wow, I'm so glad I'm here. You can relax. You come in. It smells nice.
Oh, it's always
looks
mellow.
Nice. It's just an easygoing hotel.
I love that restaurant that they have in the middle of the hotel. What a beautiful place to look down the Boulevard of the Americas, as I call Brickell Avenue. It's
That's
absolutely beautiful. That's just a beautiful place. Now, tell me a little bit about the Vero one. That's a place that I think I'd like to go because it's out of town. It's quiet. That's the place that my wife and I usually like to go on our vacations. We're going to talk a little staycation later, but I think that next time I'm planning a staycation, I'm going to staycation at a Kimpton Hotel. I see that smile over there. I got a feeling you've been talking to my wife. But tell me a little bit about the Vero Hotel.
Vero is a sanctuary away from the hustle and bustle of the city.
Oh,
so
boy.
So you drive 2 hours from Miami or 2 hours from Orlando. You stay at Vero. It's very quaint. They have its beachfront.
Mm.
So they have the largest beach in Vero. And it's sunlight all day long.
Sounds wonderful.
It's beautiful. The rooms are spacious. The company you keep is amazing. The service is wonderful.
Now, they have their own Twitter handle out there, too?
It is Kimpton NFL.
Okay.
They have their own Facebook page.
Very cool.
Vero Beach Hotel and Spa.
All right. I hope my wife is listening and writing all that stuff down, because I noticed she especially wanted to go to the Vero Beach place. My I like the Epic because it's got that vibe.
It does. It's very vibrant, and it's gastronomically amazing with the food and everything that we offer there.
Oh, yeah. That's like one of the coolest places. And it's you know, for years, it had been a hole in the middle of downtown, that whole general area. And where the Epic is, it was the old DuPont Plaza Hotel, and they tore that down. They built this beautiful project. They've got the beautiful space next door. I bet that Warren Henry's Fisker cars would look great there if we ever did an event.
We did an event with, can't mention the car company, but we did an event where we lined them up in the lawn, and it was gorgeous.
I was there. It was delicious. Was that your event? You threw that event?
We partnered with someone.
Okay, because that was a great event. That was the Watch You Want guys were there.
Yes.
I went with them. That's where, there we go. OJ and Watch You Want. They're coming back to the show. They're going to be on starting in a couple of weeks. Vivian got them back. They're going to be back. I can't wait to see OJ. So everybody, we're going to have OJ the Watch Guy back. But we're here to talk about social media and hospitality for a couple more minutes. How do people find out about Kimpton Hotels, Denise?
Go to the website. You can go to KimptonHotelsAndRestaurants.com. Or you can just go to our normal website, which is epichotel.com, surfcumberhotel.com, or surfcumber.com, and verobeachhotelandspa.com.
Now,
easy.
Now, that is easy. Now, at each hotel, there must be one thing that is your favorite thing at each one of the hotels. Starting at the Epic, let's go through them one at a time. What's your favorite thing at the Epic Hotel?
My favorite thing is that I never have to leave Epic.
Oh.
Everything you want, you have at Epic.
Oh, that's so cool. But that's terrific. That's a great answer.
It's true. And your pool and the pool deck is gorgeous. So you can spend your day there. There's two restaurants there. It's Area 31 and Zuma. And you have a lounge downstairs that's open Thursday through Saturday as well. So what else do you have to do?
Nothing. Now tell me about Vero. What's your favorite thing at Vero?
Favorite thing about Vero is that it's a pleasant nothing. It's everything you want. You go, you just relax, you lay on the beach, have a cocktail or two, and just relax.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And now the Surfcomber. What's the special thing at the Surfcomber?
What I love now is that it's completely renovated. So you walk in and you feel like you're walking into a South Beach party place. And you walk in and it really is just sanctuary. And they have the most daylight of any hotel on the beach.
Oh, that's my kind of place.
So they really do own daylife.
Well, listen, Denise Leon, marketing manager of the Epic Hotel, the Surf Comer Miami, and the South Beach and the Vero Beach Hotel and Spa, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. I hope you'll come back soon and talk more social media and hospitality.
Absolutely. You have to come visit us at one of our hotels.
Oh, I can't wait. We'll be right back after this short break with Brian Bandel. We're talking about promoting yourself with ebooks. Right back after.
True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz.
Okay, we're back, and I'm Jim Fried, and I'm Jim Fried, and that's what we're doing. Thank you so much, Larry. I really appreciate that. We're here with the Warren Henry Advantage. I want to make sure that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call anytime, for anything, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back. We are back with Brian Bandel. Brian went to the University of Miami, and now he's a staff writer at the South Florida Business Journal focusing on the banking business. But we're here to talk today about his role in social media. He is an author, and he published an ebook. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Now, tell us a little bit about why you chose to do an e-novel or a novel in and of itself.
Well, writing has always been a passion of mine, not just journalism, but writing fiction. I have stories that sort of really wanted to pour out of me. You know, when I was at the University of Miami, I would sit on the side of Lake Osceola and I'd write down ideas for novels. And it took me 11 years since when I started writing novels to actually sign a deal with a publisher, that would be Silverleaf Books, and then now to release my book this year. So Mute was a science fiction crime mystery released by Silverleaf Books, and you know, I'm very happy that it's out there, and ebooks are definitely a different way of reaching people, and I think it's exciting because you can reach a lot of people all over the world in a quick time.
Yeah, now is your book published also in hardback or simply an ebook, and why did you choose the method of publishing?
Well, my publisher started out publishing in print, And they were successful doing that, but they're not a big publisher. They're a smaller publisher. When they looked at the market, they realized it was very expensive to put out a lot of books in print, and it can be time-consuming to market it that way. So they decided to go with ebooks. And when they were doing that, I was happy to join because I felt that I could use social media to create a platform. And personally, I enjoy reading ebooks. And I could reach people that way very quickly. And as nice as it is to go out and do book signings, you know, you might spend the whole day traveling and do a book signing, and if 20 people show up, that's a nice win. But you could reach thousands of people much more quickly with social media.
Now, how exactly do you use social media to market your ebook?
Well, I use a lot of different platforms. I think the key, though, is when you're doing it is to not be overbearing in marketing and don't be only about yourself. You have to offer other things to other people in terms of commenting on interesting things on your topic, promoting other people's book or their products as well. If you see someone that's helping you, help them back, and also trading feedback with other authors and advice with them. So one of the sites you should hit up is LinkedIn. Yes, you can make friends with people on LinkedIn, but you should also look at the groups there. Find groups that are in the area your book is or even your business is. So I'm in a lot of science fiction groups. I'm in crime fiction groups, thriller groups. I'm in groups related to geography like the Miami LinkedIn site. And so you go there and you can promote yourself, but you could also support other people in the group, comment on their discussion topics, bring up questions. So you make friends that way. And then you could also use LinkedIn to search by company. So say I want to find someone at the Florida Today newspaper to tell about my book. But so I go on LinkedIn, I search Florida Today, I try and find some of the staffers, try and befriend them there, and then I asked them, hey, who over there handles the book reviews? And you could use that to find certain people at certain companies or even blogs to make good connections with.
Well, that's just absolute money, dude. That's just absolute money. That's a great idea. I know that I use LinkedIn, but I haven't done it in that direction. I use it simply as a megaphone. I'm in 42 groups.
Yeah.
So, you know, and all my groups are industry related. I never thought of LinkedIn outside of business until just now.
Yeah, well, it is very useful to make contacts and to use discussions and feedback. Like a lot of times I will give people advice on writing and on marketing on there. So that's the important thing, is a give and take. And another site that's really useful for authors on give and take is called Authonomy. It's Authonomy. This site was created by the publisher HarperCollins. As an author, you can put a sample of your book up, and then you'll trade feedback with another author. So I'll read some of yours, you'll read some of mine, and then you can like them. And when you like someone else's book, that gives them points. And the more points you get, they can get read by an actual editor at HarperCollins.
Wow, that's awesome. What a great idea.
Now, the idea for this is not just to get feedback on your book and realize how good it is, but it's to build a network. So I have about 490 comments on my book on Authonomy. So when it comes out, I'll then circle back with those people and said, hey, you commented on my book, you said this about it, check it out, now it's out. And so, and then they remembered that I gave them feedback on their book and that I helped them on that. So that's a good way to sort of help other people, and then in return they'll help you.
Well, I think that's what social media was all about. It goes back to your initial comment, doesn't it, that you can't just push something at people, you have to offer them something.
Right, exactly. You have to be willing to give some advice. And I think when you do a blog, that's also important. So I have a blog on Blogspot, brianbandel.blogspot.com. And I do write about my book there. I do post videos on my book, but I will also write about other topics, some related to literature, some related to writing. Some of it, it's just I listed my favorite books by authors who aren't published yet, by some of the amateur so-called amateur authors on Authonomy. So I promoted them to sort of do a favor to them on my blog. And so that's the kind of thing you have to do. You have to show other people that it's not all about me. It's about me uplifting the whole community.
Well, Brian, it's about time this time. So how do people get a hold of you and find out about your book? Because we've got to wrap up.
Well, silverleafbooks.com has Mute on the front page right now. So you could check out Mute and the story of a murder mystery set in Florida. And if you look there, you'll see my connection on Twitter and my connection on LinkedIn. On Twitter, it's at Brian with an I, Bandel, B-A-N-D-E-L-L. And you could also find me pretty easily on LinkedIn as well, just by searching for me on there.
Well, Brian, I can't thank you enough for bringing all your social media tips and telling some of our people your secrets. I hope you'll come back and do it again sometime real soon.
Sure, I'd love to.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break with my wrap of the show. Back after this, we'll talk about staycations. Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and health care. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we've had a great show today, and I want to wrap it up right now. I want to thank everybody that's been on today's show, and I want to start talking about what my editorial topic is today. And today's editorial is going to be about staycations. I want to tell you, I've been in Miami all week on a staycation, and I've come up with some points. I've come up with some points that are very important. Number one, the first day is going to be your worst. No one knows you're off and you don't have a system and you have not calmed down yet. Number two, do not answer the phone or emails except for the preset times you run your, when you run your phone, it does not run you. A vacation is about change of venue. And if you can't change the location, then change your perspective and change your rhythm. Realize that you will have business dealings. Set times for it that you have no conflicts. Do things that you need to get done. Make sure you accomplish something at least. Have no expectations other than you will relax, because somehow Murphy's Law will hold and whatever can go wrong will go wrong. Roll with it. Have lots of reading materials with music ready to distract you. Number seven, have a maid come in to help clean the house so everyone can have time off. Even maybe hire a chef. Number eight, have all your favorite foods in the house. Number nine, make plans to go to things you never get time to do. The beach, the zoo, the seaquarium, parks, museums, ball games, or just try sleeping till 9 o'clock or going scuba. Number 10, it doesn't hurt to take your time off during the Olympics. Number 11, learn to say no, set boundaries so you can relax. 12, stay happy, be happy, keep happy thoughts. And next time, I'll take a staycation at a Kimpton Hotel. Now, I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, and our new sponsor, the Miami Dolphins. That's right, the Miami Dolphins are back, and the season starts on Friday with the first preseason game. Make sure you go check it out, and you check them out on Hard Knocks on HBO. I want to thank our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback. Comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Go to our Facebook page. Go to LinkedIn. Look for us on YouTube. Find us at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. Our website get thousands of hits each week, so join us there. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness.com, and I want to make sure you check us out next week. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now, go out there and make it happen.
Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac.
Luxury has a name, Lincoln. And the best selection is at Doral Lincoln. For a limited time, lease a new 2012 Lincoln MKX for just $398 plus tax for 24 months. $2,790 due at signing. For more information on this offer, call 786-845-0900.